night hunting and fishing, and here at Studio North, I've started my annual squirrel wars around the bird feeders.
So
they're back.
How's that going?
Oh, not too good. I don't know really how to humanely catch them and get rid of them, but they are a joy to watch, but they can wreak havoc on your bird feeders. And you remember the show, I believe it was called Field of Dreams by Kevin Costner?
Yeah, I do. I do remember that.
Build it and they will come?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I have a concern coming to me from across the state with people I talk to about bird feeding, that they've had a lack of birds. Well, with this mild, to say the least, fall and abundance of seeds out in the wild, that's one reason why the birds aren't coming to the bird feeders, especially in the urban areas. But with my wild space area, I have the birds. It's a joy to watch them. Every morning, I still have the raised-release birds, the quail that I brought back from the field trial, and they visit me, and little Myrn gets to get out there and stir them up. I do miss going out on the pheasant opener. And so I'm going to go back in time a little bit, and this morning's guest is Lucy Miller. She is with the Convention Bureau there in Mitchell County. And I started going out there in 73, and it's been a lot of fun talking to Lucille this week about what's going on out there now and the way hunting has changed, and hopefully to have a little bit more of a pheasant report. I will be going out there Sunday to the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas Conference and just seeing firsthand how that land has changed. So, Lucille, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to visit with you this morning, and we're really excited to have the Outdoor Communicators come up to Mitchell County in North Central Kansas.
And in our conversation, mentioning Kevin Costner and Field of Dreams, Build It and They Will Come. Just what all have you got going on out there in Mitchell County in both consumptive ways and non-consumptive appreciation of the outdoors?
Well, Phil, I'll talk a little bit and then you can ask specific questions because I don't want to ramble on too much. But we have, of course, we have our Glen Elder State Park in Mitchell County, and this North Central Kansas area is really filled with lakes, and so it helps both fishing and our wildlife recreation. We have Mitchell County has Glen Elder State Park, and Milford is nearby to the east, and Tuttle. So we have the three largest lakes in the state, all in our North Central Kansas region. We have tried at Glen Elder State Park. With tourism, we have tried to develop alternate activities at the state park. So some of the things have been combined with our new 501c3 nonprofit friends group, and that has been able to capitalize on our Wakanda Springs history. So you can sure ask me questions about whatever you would like to.
Well, Sue, I guess bit ahead of myself. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, of where you grew up, and just how rewarding is it to be a part of Mitchell County Convention and Tourism?
Well, I'm a Kansas girl through and through. I've actually been able to live in three different regions in the state. My earliest years were outside of Wichita on a farm by Garden Plain. Later, my family bought another farm and moved to southeast Kansas, so I was able to live outside of Parsons and experience the unique environment of southeast Kansas, which I consider is a whole lot like Arkansas, and I love the rain. But then I attended K-State in Manhattan to acquire my education degree, and there I met my husband, Mike. And he had a farm in Mitchell County, just outside of the little town of Hunter. So once again, I was able to come and live in the great outdoors on a farm. And while here, during my first 25 years of elementary teaching at Tipton, I was able to take leadership credits in the CARL program. Most of people are familiar with Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program. In that program, I traveled to 12 different cities in Kansas, and the CARL program makes sure that you understand the uniqueness of each of those areas of the state and each of those towns. And from that, I realized I was very interested in tourism. And then when the opportunity came after I retired from teaching to become a director for Mitchell County Tourism, I jumped at the opportunity because it's great exploring our state and finding all the unique things. So by working in tourism, I've been able to work on some of the special projects that we have in Mitchell County, as well as get acquainted with the whole state.
Lucille, I'm just thinking back. Is there a chance that many years ago I might have run into you and in Vera's Tavern? I do know I run into Terry Heller there quite a bit, and that's some relation down the lines. But just tell us a little bit about the history of Hunter, and then also all the hunting and that the people would come out there to enjoy hunting.
Yes, when Mike and I were first married in the 70s, our house would fill up with the hunters because the pheasant were so plentiful, you know, around and in all of north central Kansas. And you might have met my husband more apt at Vera's, and there's a lot of people who still remember Vera's Tavern. But a lot of that, you know, of course, has changed as it has throughout the state. Hunter is a very small community. We still have a great community building, and our history is somewhat unique because the original Hunter was located 4 miles west of its current location. And then in 1916, we were one of the late communities where a railroad was brought through. And so Hunter actually moved itself 4 miles east to be on the railroad system. And something kind of fun, if you happen to come back to Hunter, Phil, is we have a beautiful new mural on 181 Highway at the corner of Vera's, and you're able to see that history. So that's our little bitty town. But, yes, we do have now, as in many places, we have lodges who offer guided hunting. And so Hunter has three of those lodges located closely around the area. So they do offer guided hunting and many lodges. The whole county has a lot of lodges that work with the fishermen and deer hunting and upland bird hunting.
Well, we discussed some of the characters that I came out with, Darwin Bailey, Ron Carter, Billy Wheat, and Tommy Deeker. We just had a great time out there, but I was always set back that they asked me to guide the hunts. And, you know, we discussed the road development out there, and we'd always go out on a Friday and to scout the area. And sometimes the terrain looked like it changed because there were a lot of dirt roads. And it seems like many times when you planted wheat or his crops, he planted right across the road. So sometimes it seemed like it was a little bit different. Do you have any different structures out there and road development? And let us know if someone does plan on coming out there to hunt, who would be the best people to contact?
Well, actually, in general, talking to our state park manager, Scott Jordan, is a good idea to find out what's going on in general. We have, I would refer most of the people to our Mitchell County Tourism website. We have almost 30 lodges in the county, and if you're calling one of those lodges, they pretty well keep track of our regular bird population, but also, you know, they're supplementing with raised birds. But all of our people connected with hunting there, also for like fishing, I would refer some of them to Stortz's Stop and Shop. Dave Stortz in Glen Elder is an excellent resource on what's going on in fishing because he actually moved back to the Glen Elder area just to fish around the area. So some of those people would be some of the good references that we have.
Well, I've talked with Megan Hilbish, and of course, Megan is a rock star around our area with her shooting sports ability, and she'll be coming out to Wakanda Lake this Saturday to participate in an annual event. It's been going for a very long time to where I think it's the Wakanda Fish and Game Club will be taking youth and women on a pheasant hunt. So that's pretty cool. That's one of the things I know go around in your area. On the non-consumptive form, is there, I know Cocker City has something that we talked about that attracts people. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. We have been developing some new things on Highway 24. We do have a lot of people who travel Highway 24. So Cocker City is discovering that it is a tourist town. There's a family there that has added 7 lodges. Some of them are small, but they're really interesting. If you go to Wakanda Springs Lodging, you can see all of those. Their family deals in antiques, and so they've renovated a little service station as a lodge that's very interesting to look at. And if you're trying to be a little bit different, they also have one of their lodges is in the junkyard, so it's called Picker's Paradise. But in Cocker City, we already have a draw, and that's the largest ball of twine. So in the summertime, we have anywhere from 75 to 100 people stop to get that photo op with the ball of twine. And so this same person who has opened the multiple lodges needed a place for breakfast for her customers. So she started the Wisconsin Street Trading Post, and it's a breakfast and lunch location, totally redone with antiques. There's an ice cream parlor. There's unique coffee drinks, and then she offers specials for breakfast and lunch. So, and also Cocker City's been a wonderful draw because during COVID, we also had a family from Virginia seeking out some of the uniqueness of the Midwest, actually chose Cocker City and opened up Igor's Auditorium and Monster Museum. So it's a unique gift shop. With collections of different things. Okay, maybe first of all, we were a little questioning what kind of things, but this gentleman had worked in a hospital, so he really enjoyed skeletons and things like that. So they're located there. But Cocker City is offering lodging and now has a couple eating places, and there's some great history there with Hesperian Library. And so Cocker's a great place on Highway 24, and one of my favorite places, and I taught there also, was Glen Elder. I love the fact that in Glen Elder you can drop off of Highway 24, and they still have a beautiful town square. A new barbecue place has opened up there if you're looking for food. And the Stortz Stop and Shop that I mentioned, Dave Stortz, to talk about fishing, he's located on the square. Glen Elder, as well as all of our towns, one of the things that I think we've done a great job with is offering parks for families. And Glen Elder has a great park for you to stop off at and have a picnic, and also a couple of unique things to see there. There's a Statue of Liberty in that park that you can read about the history of. And then also throughout the United States and internationally, there are peace poles. And they are dedicated to different incidents having to do with restoring peace in the world. So there is one of those in that park also. Mitchell County has a lot of great post-rock limestone. So if you happen to be in Glen Elder, you want to look at the Castle Station. A gentleman from Glen Elder who was in the World War II really admired the castles in Europe. So when he came back, he built a limestone service station. It's now a house, but it also are used for residents. But it's also a great picture, and they have another lodge attached to it. So you're not actually staying in the Castle Station. But so Glen Elder is wonderful. And if we move on to Beloit, there are multiple things to do in Beloit also, if you have questions about those, Phil.
Well, the reason I ask that is here at Council Grove Marina, of course, we're open there. We have a store up top. And a lot of women who don't fish, they accompany their husbands fishing and, of course, camping. But they don't particularly like the fish. So they'll come into the store and think it's just wonderful that the area here offers other things for the families that travel together who don't particularly hunt and fish. So I know you worked cattle last weekend. Your family was up. You got some big plans for Thanksgiving?
Yes, they'll all be coming back the weekend after Thanksgiving, and we'll have a house full. We have three daughters that live in Kansas, and seven grandkids, and they all enjoy the fishing and hunting that happens in our area. It's one of the blessings that we have of living in this rural area. Our part here in Hunter is actually recognized in Tipton area. The southern part of Mitchell County is recognized as the Blue Hills. And so it's something that I share with people oftentimes who have, you know, one picture of Kansas is when I came here, moved here from the other places I've been in Kansas, I was impressed with the rolling hills. It's just a beautiful environment, and our grandkids and our families all really enjoy it.
Lucille, thanks so much for being on the show, and tell Mark to, I mean, Mike, to remember what happens in Vera's stayed in Vera's, okay? Looking forward to catching up with y'all this Sunday.
Yes, and I'd really like to just mention all of the things I've been talking about. We have a great website, visitmcks.com. So we've collected all these lodges, restaurants, all these attractions, like you said, people who are looking for that other thing to do when they come here. Just take a look at our website for Mitchell County Tourism, and you can always give me a call. My number's on there, too, and I'll help people if they need help. It's great talking to you, Phil.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate you. See you Sunday. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, Phil. Yeah, good interview there this morning. Appreciate that.
I'll tell you, it's going to be fun. Just getting back out and seeing that land that I hunted for 25 years with some characters. There'll be a lot of memories come on. So, Ron, let's go to that first break, and we'll come back with some more things of interest in the great outdoors.
Sounds good. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten, KVOE. Sunny 42 degrees, it's 8:43.
It's Polaris Model Year End at Express Tire and Emporia. In addition to factory discounts on Model Year End 2023 machines, they have extra savings on all in-stock razors, like 4200 off an XP1000 four-seater. These discounts are only available for a limited time and financing is available. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Call 620-343-9994. Visit ExpressTirePolaris.com or stop by Express Tire at 806 East 12th.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Is the cooler weather making you think about warm new coats? Or maybe you need a new jacket for in between? Bluestem's got them. The best brands around to keep you warm when you need it. Find the best selection of Carhartt chore coats, cold weather layers, and nice coats for going out on the town. Bluestem's got everything you need for the season right here. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
And local, What's In Outdoors, Phil Totten, every third Friday morning here in the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto. Phil Totten, Studio North, Council Grove Lake on a Friday. Another beautiful morning out there, Phil.
Oh, it is, but I'll tell you, we need some rain. Yeah. And we have been blessed with a nice fall for doing what I like to do. That cold, frigid weather just isn't in my game plan anymore. I don't know. Might have something to do with age, Ron. I don't know.
Well, looks like maybe some rain this weekend, Sunday and Monday. So
the lake is 8.5 bricks low now. That's about 4.5 feet, the city lake. But I'm still catching fish. I caught 4 catfish yesterday on three sunfish.
Ooh, wow.
So I've been fishing with Joe Bragg, and I want my KU fans to mention K-State quite a bit. I even had a fellow on the show last week from K-State, Drew Ricketts, and, you know, as part of the communicator, I'm always being asked, and they got a big game coming up tomorrow night, KU and K-State.
Yes, they do.
I enjoy watching football, but people always ask me, well, Phil, who do you like better, KU or K-State? And all I can say is I sent two daughters to KU that graduated there, and I sent a horse and two bird dogs to K-State. and both of them are fine schools, but K-State cost me more.
Yes. Oh, jeez. Okay. I'm with you, Phil. I'm with you, my friend.
But if you're out in the woods and you have something go on with that canine companion, that dog, and you need some quality assistance at K-State Veterinary Hospital, over there is a place to go. But Drew mentioned on his show that K-State will be putting out a new podcast. It's called Fins, Fur, and Feathers. And I'll get with Aaron and see if we can't get that linked up to the Watson Outdoors show. And across the state, we've lost a lot of feature writers and newspapers. And so this is one thing with the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas, was trying to get together and just see what we can do to keep the love of the outdoors and people and you know, the things they do. But now, you know, we have Facebook, and I think I work on about three different Facebook pages, podcasts, just a whole lot of things that you can get information on what's going on in the outdoors. And then, too, tomorrow, I don't know if Drew still has room, but they have a coyote trapping and predator calling workshop there. So you might look up Drew Ricketts on Facebook or K-State that they offer there and see if you can get into that if you're interested in coyote trapping and predator calling. I will be joining up with my old buddy when I go out to Beloit, Tyson Sear. Tyson graduated from Emporia State. I got involved with doing state Envirothons, and Northern Heights asked me to come out and to prep their kids. And the material they had to do, I know I was way over my head, so I got hold of Bill Jensen there at Emporia State, and through their Walleye Society, I met Tyson. And so we was able to talk to the kids about the environment and habitat and what to plant. But Tyson now is a guide. He works for a Stark Seed Company there in Glen Elder. And he developed an app called Field Scout. And so you can go to that app. And, of course, anybody that hunts Kansas should know about the walk-in hunter's access. And it's an area that Wildlife and Parks rents from the different landowners. And that allows you to go hunt that area without permission, you know, written permission. It's just enrolled in that program. But with Tyson's app, Field Scout, you can scout from your cell phone to see what's planted out there because, you know, crops change every year. So, Ron, let's go to that last break, and we'll update people on what's going on with my hunting and fishing.
All righty, that sounds good. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten, KVOE. We're back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farming Ranch Supplies got it.
Did you know when you freeze-dry fresh food, it holds on to nearly all of its nutrition? Or that freeze-drying preserves food longer than freezing or canning, up to 25 years. Emergency food preppers do it. Those with excess produce from the garden and orchard do it. Campers and hunters do it. The best way to do it is with a Harvest Right freeze dryer. Harvest Right, the superior technology, better quality, easier to use freeze dryer. And Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it. West Highway 50 in Emporia.
It's Polaris Model Year End at Express Tire in Emporia. In addition to factory discounts on model year-end 2023 machines, they have extra savings on all in-stock razors, like 4200 off an XP1000 four-seater. These discounts are only available for a limited time and financing is available. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Call 620-343-9994. Visit ExpressTirePolaris.com or stop by Express Tire at 806 East 12th.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. We are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Friday morning, 8:50. This is What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten every third Friday of the month, 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto. Studio North is where Phil Totten sits here this morning, gearing up for a big weekend, Phil.
Oh, goodness, yes. I do need to do a little bit of work around the marina. I got like a whole lot of work to do here in this yard. But we always have work to do, Ron. Sometimes we just got to sit back and take things as they come and do what you really like to do. But I've talked to a lot of hunters and viewed a lot of sites. Pheasant hunting, the numbers is marginal at best. Some people are finding them, some people aren't. But I've been out west sometimes for 3 days. And that one find that bird dog made or that one recovery makes the trip real, real rewarding. But as Lucille mentioned, a lot of those areas now have controlled shooting areas. I talk with a lot of people, and of course, it's not the hunting I grew up with. It's really has its assets. I went to Dr. Detweiler just the other day, and he didn't go out on opener, and he said he'd probably take his dog out to a controlled shooting area. If you look at the gas and not knowing where to go, you're going to be able to find some birds. Joe Bragg, Don the Outdoorsman Coffee, he was down, and we took a young man out to Level Creek Outfitters, just right outside of Council Grove. And it was a young man's first hunt, and it was really rewarding. And, of course, we set some pheasants out. But in that hunting around that area, we saw some, on this particular field, we found two coveys of quail. So the quail numbers are really big. You just got to get out and, like I said, scout. You have a good dog. I don't see how you can even hunt this day and age for upland game birds without a dog. But some people do, but main thing, they're getting out and going. Fishing reports. Ron, the catfish have been on fire.
Oof,
I don't know what's going on with them. Still, I fished with Joe and Don, of course, during Veterans Day. Both of them were veterans, and we got in the boat, and once again, we took young people fishing with us, and on one trip we caught a five-person limit, which is 25, 2 to 10 pounds on shad. All of them are blue cat. And then my next trip out with Joe on Milford Lake, we have six of us, my son-in-law and grandson, and Don was there, and also Dutch Honor. Dutch is 85 years old, and I'll tell you, I've seen young people catch their first fish but out in the boat with a veteran. Dutch Honor, it's a day for me to remember. Ron, you got big plans for Thanksgiving?
We're going to stay at home, going to be in here, and going to man the ship Thanksgiving morning, and then take it easy the rest of the day. So that sounds fine with me.
I forgot to mention crappie. Talking with Joe, and Joe is a crappie guide. He can't catch crappie. And I mean, he has live scope. But one thing our crappie fishermen are finding is our lakes are so full of shad that you can see them, and you can go out and maybe catch one or two. But the fall crappie bite just hasn't come on yet. And I need to mention Brent Fazee, my buddy. He used to work for the Kansas City Star for 40 years. He had quite a day the other day out at Wrist Lake fishing suspended jerk baits. And that's the bait you throw, and it'll go down, and then you just sort of jerk it and bring it in. And it resembles a wounded fish, but they caught bass, crappie, and walleye on that. That was just two, wow, 3 days ago. Brent also has an excellent article out in a magazine called Catfish Now, and it's called Getting Little Ones Hooked on Fishing. So if you can go to that, and I'll try to get Aaron to put this link up on our webpage, you'll see how Brent feels we need to do what to do to teach kids how to fish. And you might see a couple of familiar pictures in there.
Okay.
Brent's article. But I'll be heading from northwest Kansas for Thanksgiving Day. We'll be heading down to Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And do you know there's a submarine out on the prairies of Muskogee, Oklahoma?
I did not know that, Phil.
It's quite a deal. It's called the USS Batfish. And these people wanted to have a memorial park. And so they floated that on a barge, that submarine, up to Mississippi. And there, I think it got onto the Tennessee River. And believe it or not, the Arkansas River is a different kind of river down in Oklahoma than it is what we have here in Hutchinson and that. They had to lower that river 3 feet in order to get that submarine under some of those bridges.
Oh.
So, y'all be safe on your Thanksgiving. Pray for rain, and hope to see you again next month.
All right, good stuff. Happy Thanksgiving, Phil. Keep up the good work, my friend.
You too, Ron.
Phil Tonnell, once again, What's In Outdoors, every third Friday here on KVOE. Looking forward to hearing from Phil every month. Brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply and our friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. What's In Outdoors, KVOE, 55 degrees, 42 degrees. Good morning.
In the Israel-Hamas war, Israel has just approved the daily entry of two fuel trucks into Gaza, a move requested by the U.S. to relieve shortages. Elsewhere, a trove of weapons, ammunition, body armor, and an underground tunnel found inside Gaza's largest hospital, the findings said to be proof of a Hamas command center. In Washington, talk of trying to oust New York Republican Congressman George Santos again after a damning House Ethics Committee report accusing him of using campaign funds to make personal payments and luxury purchases.
The chair of the House Ethics Committee plans to file a motion today to expel Congressman George Santos from the House. That would tee up a vote for after Thanksgiving in the House. Of course, this has come to the floor before and it has failed. But after reading this report, more and more lawmakers say they are willing to vote him out.
ABC's Rachel Scott, Santos has refused to resign. Also in Washington, no government shutdown for now. President Biden signed a short-term spending bill late last night to keep the government open. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The Liquor Shed in Americus has sold. Take advantage of incredible deals now through November 21st before they pass the torch to Wade's Beer and Liquor opening Friday the 24th. Ronnie and Cheryl, thank you for 5.5 years of fun and fantastic times.
Come see us in Americus at the Liquor Shed.
The French Onion Steak Burger and Oreo Cookie Peppermint Shakes are back. The cook-to-order French Onion Steak Burger and Freddy's Oreo Cookie Peppermint Shakes are available for a limited time. So hurry into Freddy's at 1400 West 6th Avenue or order on the Freddy's mobile app for pickup. From sizzling cook-to-order steak burgers and thin, crispy shoestring fries to creamy frozen custard churned fresh throughout the day, it's food made fresh the Freddy's way. Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
KVOE Live in local sunshine and 42 degrees, and the news continues with the headlines. Local headlines, a service of Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where every night is steak night. And steaks are aged and hand-cut to order. Bobby D's, 607 Merchant, where it's all about the meat. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, here's Chuck Samples.
Thanks, Ron. Good morning, everybody. Mickey Edwards is going home in a sense, the SOS, where she had spent much of her career before becoming the United Way of the Flint Hills Executive Director 4 years ago. That's where she's headed back as Executive Director starting up in March.
It really does feel like coming home, and that may sound cliche, but, you know, I started my career at SOS, and that kind of, you know, lit that fire, that passion in me for helping and service to others. And so it kind of does feel like just going home to an agency that I was at for many years.
Work is nearing the end on two additions to the Lyon County Highway Department space. Assistant County Engineer Jim Brule says that the bridge building could be finished within a month, maybe earlier than that. The new maintenance shop will likely be done by spring of 2024. New buildings cost about $5 million in total. For the 32nd straight year, KVOE did its part to support the best and brightest in education with the annual radio auction last night. $15,000 coming in to support the inductions for next year. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team, sunny and 57 today. For the most part, a light north breeze. Clear and 35 will be the overnight low tonight. Sunshine tomorrow.